Lowe'sTire.com for a free estimate.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, August 9th, 2018. How did June, July, and August, May, June, and July drag by and August is flying by? Good. Glad to see it. Don't want to wish my life away. Just need football to be here. Got a lot to do today. Paul Strelo is going to join us. He'll be here at 8:05 this morning. We're not going to talk recruiting with Paul today. We're going to talk football, Paul, today. He's been at practice twice, and we'll get his thoughts on what he saw at practice. Speaking of practice, yesterday, two superstars there. Actually, three. C.J. Spiller, Brett Favre, Zach Orr. I went as well. We'll give you our thoughts on Paul Drill and punting. That's what we saw. Was it segment two today? Looking forward to that. I told you before that I might make a statement today after seeing it, that this is the deepest, most talented football team I've ever seen. Stay tuned for that. PGA today, Belle Reve Country Club, St. Louis, Missouri. We'll give you tee times and some thoughts there. Speaking of golf, U.S. Women's AM, we have a local player that's made it to the round of, is it 16 now? Speaking of golf as well, Jared Lyle passed away yesterday. God, just broke your heart, man. Fought cancer, finally, until he couldn't do it anymore. Yankees got a nice win last night. Mr. Zach Orr, Severino off to a bad start, but end up pitching better later and beat the lowly White Sox 7-3. Bad news is, are the Red Sox ever going to lose a game? Does Red Sox win again? Braves win again. Braves had a really good series up in the nation's capital. And then Phillies lost yesterday. That's good news for the Braves. As it stands now, Red Sox with a 9-game lead over the Yankees. Phillies with a half-game lead over the Braves. Just looking at it, I was like doing this. Bear with me as I do this now. The Boston Red Sox are on a pace to win. Bear with me. I messed up on that one. 162 times 0.704. They're on a pace to win 114 games. Just amazing what they're doing. So they won again last night. We'll get to that. There's new basketball rules concerning the draft and what teams can do and what colleges can do and all. We'll give that idea a little bit. And then I've got a bone to pick with ESPN today. I don't normally just pile on ESPN, but I've got one today, and I think I'm legitimate with this. I'll do that in this segment for sure. A lot to do here on a Thursday. I want to hear from you via our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. I want to hear from you via our HealthCare text line, 986-1566. I really want to hear from you via our Twitter feed, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. The aforementioned Mr. Orr 24, the football talent evaluator over there. The oil that stirs the pot, the straw that stirs the drink, even though we're not supposed to have straws stirring drinks anymore. The captain of the ship, El Capitan. And the celebrity of practice yesterday, Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Mickey Pella, how are we doing?
Couldn't be better.
Oh, well, I'm happy to hear
Very
that.
Blessed, man. Goodness gracious. What do we do to deserve this life?
Nice little Thursday show lined up, huh?
Oh, man. Nice Thursday. Nice life right now, man. What did we do to deserve this?
I just don't know.
When I was a kid, I put way too much emphasis on Clemson football. Never thought it'd be like this again. I try not to now.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, oh boy, do I still. Anyway, makes life a lot easier the way it is right now. And much more enjoyable now. What, besides yesterday from 4:10 to about 4:45, what'd you do yesterday?
You know, it was a productive day yesterday.
Mm. Do tell.
We had a nice little visit there from 4:10 to 4:45, as you had mentioned.
Wish I would have had longer.
Had a little appointment up in Greenville beforehand.
Really? Everything okay?
Yeah,
everything's fine. Did I give you 6 more minutes to live?
It wasn't a doctor's appointment.
An appointment.
Yeah. And then we came back down for that. Had a little dinner last night. Kristen made a nice, wonderful meal.
Nice.
And now we're here this morning.
All right.
Shipper and ready to go.
An appointment. It wasn't a doctor's appointment.
No, nothing health related.
You're purchasing something.
Not really, no.
Really, appointment. Nothing health. To what does it pertain?
That's too big of a hint. We have started the process of venue shopping for weddings. Wedding. Oh, boy. Is it exciting, Mickey Pella?
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
They're very proud of their venues.
Very proud.
They think it's Buckingham Palace.
Yes. This is the idea I got yesterday.
And here's the thing. You got to do this because we've got 7 other people looking at it this afternoon.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, my friend. I'll tell you 3 or 4 things. I'm glad you're going to do it on a Tuesday afternoon like your buddy did. Right, save some money. Remember that guy?
Yes, I recall.
How about that, man?
Nice little Wednesday wedding.
Yeah.
Thursday wedding, whatever it was.
The other thing is, Mary and I will have you into our home if you'd like.
Oh, thanks.
We'll do it on a back deck. I'll get the Traeger out.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke some wings like I did last night. Oh, so good.
A little ambiance there would be great.
Yes, we'll get it done. You need to ask Dabo if you can go to his house.
I've sent in a couple of emails. I haven't got anything back yet, so we're keeping our hopes up there.
I think Brett Favre stayed at his house last night.
I don't know what Brett Favre was doing here, but I was glad he was here.
You know, I was never a huge fan, but
I'm a big fan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He threw the interception to the Giants in the 2007 NFC Championship game.
That was a cold game, wasn't it?
I wanted to thank him.
Do you remember, was that the cold game in Green Bay? Do you remember what Tom Coughlin's face looked like in that game? Remember how red it was? Like, honest to goodness, man, I think he got, like, frostbite on his cheeks.
Yeah, he got windburn from that game because it was.
He looked terrible.
It was, like, zero. And with the wind, it was, like, minus, like, 10 to minus 15 or something like that.
Yeah.
And,
he still can't feel his face.
No, it's the same color still.
Oh.
So it was fun to watch. But yeah, Brett Favre was at Clemson's practice yesterday. Can still sling it.
I told you this. I told several people this and totally agree with this. He was throwing with Dabo in the middle of the practice field. And he spins it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the joke I made was, in his head, Dabo was thinking, this guy playing NFL, I can throw it as good as he can. Because, you know, Dabo's very competitive.
Very.
And Dabo thinks, like, he's that good.
Well, Dabo threw him the ball first, right?
Right.
Nice little lollipop to him. And then Brett Spence went back.
Yeah.
And then immediately Dabo's trying to throw a little bit harder.
Right.
It's tough to watch.
Well, but I'll be honest with you, buddy. In my head, I was thinking, you know, I kind of spent like that myself.
Mm-mm.
My arm looks like that.
Mm-mm.
There's a lot of similarities.
Mm-mm.
If you didn't see whose hand it came out of, you wouldn't know the difference. Like, if you just saw the ball. That and that jugs machine they have over there.
Sure.
Text message extraordinaire, health care text on 986-1566. Zach should do the wedding at medieval times.
I don't disagree with that.
I love it. You know what? You don't have to worry about utensils.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I've never been. Have you ever been?
Medieval times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it how
we
bad
went
is
on
it?
A fifth grade trip to it.
How bad is it?
Fifth grade was awesome.
How bad is it as an adult?
Not as awesome. It is very, very cheesy. But it was, you know, it's fun for a kid.
Remember the movie Cable Guy, I guess it was, where he goes, red team's going down, going down, down. Anyway.
What did you do yesterday other than that nice little practice visit?
I cleaned my house. I cleaned my toilets. I cleaned the sinks. I cleaned the countertops. I vacuumed. I did laundry. I folded laundry. I did a lot of home chores. Had a nice lunch with my very good friend, Leverett Hook-Bruner, and got all caught up on my Manchester United.
What was the special yesterday?
A little ham barbecue. With a little barbecue and cheese, a little salad. Here's the deal. Considering, I'm not sure if I'm going to play golf Friday or if I'm going to watch Man U at 3 o'clock against Leicester City.
Can you do both?
No, because it's 3 o'clock.
Oh.
So I'll either DVR the game and play golf, or I will go with a buddy of mine to a local, go hook to a local establishment, and we'll watch the opening of Manchester United's newest or latest winning the EPL.
Latest the premiership. Underwhelming season in the premiership.
Yes. Looking forward to that. I don't know, man. Some things about this soccer stuff, like, it's probably like, he said, it'll be like a month before the World Cup guys will be back. I'm like, dude, the World Cup's been over a month. But you don't expect them back because it takes time to get acclimated again. I'm like, what? I don't know, man. Kind of soft to me.
Soft.
You know what I'm saying? Shouldn't take that long.
I mean, anyway, it's a
he's not as high on Rashford as you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
He thinks he's got a chance, but he needs to see it first. You're doing a lot of projection there.
I think he has a great chance. I don't think you give that number to that player if he doesn't have an above-average chance.
Number
for
10,
it.
We'll see. Looking forward to that. That's Friday. I cut my grass yesterday.
How many times did you unload the little bag in the back?
42.
There? 42, good.
Got to get a bigger bag back there.
My goodness. This
just
is
ridiculous.
Getting
every
hard
lap.
To watch.
And it's not a big yard.
Just rake it. It's not a big yard.
Nah,
just rake it.
Nah, you got to get it up. You got to get it up. I do have a new strategy, though. After I cut it one time and all the little stuff is still out there, I raise the blade and get it all up, you know, like in a... we get all the collections up then. Anyway, and then I made chicken wings last night. My wife watched Shameless, so watched a little bit of that. Really good show. Showtime, really good show.
Did you watch any of the Yankees game last night?
I kept up with it on Twitter, and it was 2-0 early. Mm-hmm. And right before I went to bed, it was 2-2. And then I got in bed and slept about 10 minutes, woke up, and Giancarlo Stanton had hit his grand slam.
Yes, he did.
So that was good.
Yes, he did.
Texas said, I project that soccer's still going to suck. Good point. Let me be clear about my soccer watching this year again. I'm going to dive into Man U. You know this. I'm going to dive into FIFA 19 when it comes out. You know this. But again, this sounds strange.
Yeah.
I only care about Manchester United in the Premiership and in Champions League. I don't care about FA Cup, FA Shield. I don't care about any kind of Europa stuff. I don't care about any kind of friendlies. I only care about Champions League and the EPL. And I don't care about World Cup. I don't care about any NASL, MISL. I don't care about anything, about any of it. All I care about is two things. Champions League, EPL, Man U, that's it.
Over under 6 games you watch this year.
Way over. Now, I take that back because they're playing on Saturday a lot this year. A
lot of unders on that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Saturday games this year.
Yeah.
But that said, no Saturday morning games in there, so I won't watch the game day as much. But no, I watch the Premiership stuff. Now, again, when they get to the FA Cup or whatever, I don't.
How does one get up on a Saturday during college football season and not watch game day as much?
If Manchester United is on, if the Red Devils come marching in.
You're watching game day.
No. Watching
Listen,
Manchester.
I'm a soccer guy. Loved the game.
Yeah.
But I'm watching college game day on Saturdays there.
Speaking of which,
mm.
It's time for Corso to go.
I will not hear anything bad against Louie Corso.
You can't drop F-bombs.
Old coach. One time.
No.
Years ago.
Did he He's a one-trick pony. I'll say this. Bring him out for the predictions and the headdress. That's it. That's it. The rest of them, he didn't add anything. He can't remember anything.
It's part of the show.
Give me Pollock.
I hate David Pollock.
Really?
Do not like him.
Really?
Don't like him.
Why not?
It just doesn't work for me.
Give me Desmond.
Desmond's all right.
Give me Reese Davis is okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a little Wojo. You can save the quarterback whisperer guy, George, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to see that.
Ramsey?
No, George something. I don't need to see that guy. Kind of clean that show up a little bit.
Herb Street?
Yeah, give me some Herb, Street in there.
Give me as much Maria Taylor as you want to.
She's good.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. Texas said no Sam Ponder still hurts. I agree. Totally agree with that.
Wildly overrated.
Sam Ponder?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're not a fan?
Mm-hmm.
You know what she names her babies? Like Scout and something else.
I mean, congratulations to her. Very excited.
You're not a fan, huh?
I'm not. Never have really. I just haven't been.
Really?
I don't know why. But yeah, nothing better than this.
You don't think Sam Ponder's hot? In other words, is that what you're selling me? I don't think she's a good analyst.
I'm just not a fan.
You don't think she's a good analyst?
There is not going to be a time where on this station, on these airwaves, I talk about Sam Ponder and her attractiveness level.
Really?
No.
Huh. I'm surprised by that.
Text message extraordinaire gets in with a lovely Photoshop image this morning.
Of them together.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. I think she does a good job. I like her. All right, we got a lot to do today, buddy boy. We got a lot to do. In segment two, you're going to tell us what you saw at practice yesterday.
We're going to talk about practice in segment two.
Yeah.
See what we saw, if we saw anything different, or compare some notes. We were feverishly taking notes at practice yesterday.
I'm gonna tell you what I saw as well.
What did you see?
Well, I'm going to tell you in segment two.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
I am too, buddy. How much testosterone was out there during that Paul drill?
Maybe too much testosterone during that Paul drill.
Really?
No, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Texter said, I'm wondering why Zach didn't like Sam Ponder. He said, bite your tongue. I don't understand this either. At some point in time in the show today, your fiance's not listening, right? At some point in time in the show today, I want you to shock people with who you like better than Sam Ponder. Like, there's somebody out there that you find attractive that nobody else finds.
Why does it have to be attractiveness? Why can't it just be the way that she does her job?
No, because you talked about her attractiveness. You brought that up.
I did not. No. You brought it up. You said, do you think she's hot? I said, I'm not going to talk about that on air.
Which means no.
What? Why does that mean no?
Well, because your fiance's not listening yet.
I know. She's leaving.
Right? So you can be honest with us.
Yeah.
And you don't think she's hot.
I can also point to the fact that...
You said Maria Taylor. You like her.
I think she does a great job.
She does. You think she's a great reporter?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you. Buck in Slapdown said maybe Zach's more of a Doris Burke type. I don't know. I don't know these things. That's what I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to get the bottom of it, Buck. I don't know. I have a good friend of mine named Buck. And I always go, you want to eat lunch with Buck?
Buck.
Let's call Buck. Before we take our first break, can you give me what your reaction when Furman runs out from the tunnel this year?
Boo! Boo, Paladins! Boo!
Oh, my gracious.
Boo!
My friends at Trail, they want to talk to you. They want to start a conversation with you. They want to learn about you. They want to learn about your needs. They want to learn about your building situation. What are you trying to build? Why? That's the question they ask all the time. Why are you building? Because the answer to that is going to lead them down a path of how they're going to build for you. You know, what are you building for? Do you even need to build? So there's a lot of things to think about with Trail. This is a single source delivery method. It's working in the upstate, friends. I got to tell you, it's working like most people think it would never work. The blueprint's great. The business plan is great. How the business is set up is great. But when Neil Workman and Will Huston, the guys, put this thing together, they knew to surround themselves with great people and they could make this thing work. It's still about people. It's still about the relationship at the end. And I remember Mr. Workman telling me this. He goes, you know, still to this day, every time I pass by one of our buildings that we built, I don't see the building. I see a memory of a relationship that was there. In other words, somebody was, they had a funeral or something at that time, or somebody got married at that time, there was a wedding at the time, or somebody had a kid at that time. It's like, oh man, I remember that. You know, that was a great time in their lives with all that. That's a really cool idea thinking about it. Better building process, the single source delivery works. Find out how Trail can give you your building on time and on budget every single time. TREHEL.com. That's my friends at Trail, 800-319-7006. Short break, segment two right after this.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and Online Applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Mickey Fowler here. It's almost back to school time. Get those summer messes cleaned up with Zero Res. Three rooms clean for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey. Insanely clean carpets with Zero Res. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning specials.
School is just around the corner, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca wants to invite you to our back-to-school sale. We offer the lowest prices on a new mattress and the largest stock of all size mattresses, including twin and full extra long. And you get your box spring free. We also offer frames. Open 7 days a week. The back-to-school sale through August 25th at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located 15 minutes from Clemson, right off of Highway 123, across from Chick-fil-A.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boy with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Mickey Flyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of lifetime warranty, lifetime powertrain warranty. They want to talk to you. Right now, it is their bottom line model year-end event. You can save on the latest, on the last of their 2018 models before they're gone. I'm looking at a Nissan Rogue right now that just looks awesome. This bottom line model year-end event, it's their biggest sale. And on their, I'm not supposed to talk about prices. So I'm just looking right now at a bunch of different savings, thousands and thousands. Let me put it that way. I can talk about thousands and thousands of savings. Right now, there's 55 Rogues, 2018 Rogues on their inventory, on their lot right now. It's all about inventory, friends. Shopping tools, man, you can put in what you want your payment to be, and they can get all the cars in there that can fit in that window for you. That's really cool. Cars, trucks, SUVs. The best is at Granger. They're killing it over there, and they're doing it for a reason. There's a lot of buzz about the Nissan products. There's a lot of buzz about Granger Nissan of Anderson. Go by and see their huge inventory. Over 400 vehicles on the lot right now. That's amazing. Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. 3510 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, 324-0650. GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Zach Orr was part of the large media contingent, present company included.
Yeah.
That went yesterday, and now he's ready for segment two.
There is no time like going to any public event in Clemson with one Mickey Pyler, because you'll be walking along, be mid-conversation with Mickey. He'll be talking to you, and all of a sudden, you're talking to nobody because he stopped to talk to one of the 45,000 people he's going to talk to while at these things.
I don't stop conversations. People start them with me.
There was not... Listen, there's me at practice yesterday, and there was you at practice yesterday. And then there was one of us who had a coach come off the practice field to talk to them during practice yesterday.
More than one, but that's okay.
I was not that guy. That was you.
More than one.
Streeter and who else? Who was the other guy?
Meh, I'm not at liberty to say. Meh. But it's nice seeing those guys. You know.
Oh,
nice to see those guys.
It's great.
Man, they're great guys. It's a great staff over there.
You know what? They seem to tune in every once in a while in the mornings when their drives in. So we appreciate that. If they're going in right now, have a great day, coaches. Thank you so much.
You know, seriously, one of the advantages of having, like, for instance, like when a new coach comes in another sport and there's no ties here, like, yeah. I don't know those guys.
Yep.
But what's nice is that, you know, I knew Streeter when he was here as a player.
Well, you're neighbors.
Right. I knew Pierman when he was here as a player. I didn't know Tony Elliott when he was here as a player, but when Tony, he's come on and he promoted some things on the show when he was at Michelin, he would come over. I don't know Tony well through all that, but, you know, just knowing those guys, Jeff Scott, I remember when he was GA, stuff like that. So I didn't know him when he was a player, but those guys have been around forever. Brad Scott knew when he was at South Carolina.
Yep.
So it's just nice having those guys around and having your guys come to their alma mater, so coach around. It's pretty cool. Anyway, what'd you see yesterday, buddy? What'd you see?
You know what? Yesterday was it was a little bit different, right? We saw four sessions yesterday. We were supposed to see three, but we ended up seeing four yesterday instead of our normal, but we saw eight in the previous practice. Yesterday started out with obviously the stretching and all this kind of nonsense and people being loose and exciting, and it was just fun to be there. And immediately when we walk in, there's the NFL legend, NFL Hall of Famer, Brett Favre is at practice yesterday.
Yeah.
For me, Brett Favre was bigger in person than I thought he was. He was...
thicker, not taller.
He's ever been a 6'1", 6'2".
He's 6'1", probably, yeah.
And yes, he was thicker than I thought he was. For some reason, he just looked smaller on TV.
He's still put together. Yeah.
Absolutely, he is.
A guy's almost 50 years old.
Yeah, he's right about there. He played in the NFL into his early 40s.
Well, he retired and he played and retired and he played.
But as we mentioned in the first segment there, seeing him throw the ball still was just really neat. Seeing him throw the ball to Dabo was really, really cool.
He turns 49 in October.
He ended up throwing balls to Clemson receivers after we had left, by the way, which was neat. But
he didn't throw to T. Higgins.
He did not. T. Higgins had a yellow jersey on yesterday.
Mm. Hammy.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, hammy.
Hamstring injury. Just tweaked it. Hopefully he'll be okay going forward. Yeah. That's what you see a lot in these kind of camps. After consecutive days of strenuous practice, you'll see guys just maybe take a maintenance day or two, and if they have any kind of problem, it's better to set up for a day rather than try to push it and hurt yourself going forward. After we saw that, there was a little competitive cornhole there. Mickey Pyler, Trayvon Mullen, and Kelly Bryant got out to see if the offense or the defense would have the far field. The advantage, of course, being when you have to come back together as a group, the far field has to sprint in and get there at about the same time as the near field does. It ended up going in the offense's favor with some rigged scoring systems. I don't know if you were following
along. It looked like it was 2-2 to me.
It looked like it was 2-2 to me as well, but the head man, old Dabo, said it was 3-2 and gave it to Kelly Bryant, and we went on about our ways. After that, we moved on to the Paul Drill. And that's where things got fun. And you were smart enough to suggest that we go upstairs and view from the balcony area.
Full experience, sir.
Yeah, no, you threw the experience around and it worked out because you got to see everything. And what was the most notable part of that Paul Drill for you?
Well, as a texter asked Zach, your practice, say, please explain the body slam from Xavier Thomas. He was in front of Seth Penner.
Yeah. 300-pound man.
Yeah, former offensive lineman walk-on guy. And it was a walk-on running back. But
yep.
Xavier Thomas excuses Penner from the drill by disregarding him.
Picks him up and throws him.
No, Penner, to get rid of him. And then he picks up.
Oh, he picked up Penner as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He didn't helicopter him, obviously, but he picks him up, completely jacks him up, and throws him to the side.
It was a helicopter souffle suplex.
And he catches Ryan McLean and then just completely spins him around and drops him on his head.
Yeah.
And it garnered oohs from the entire press, the entire media in attendance, the entire team on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, nice to see.
And Dabo got all fired up about it, too. It was very fun to watch.
The other Christian Wilkins.
Who was he blowing up?
Falsinelli.
Yes.
And so I hate to talk bad about Falsinelli because as far as being an offensive lineman, it's like knowing who to block, then getting in the way, you know, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, as far as that one-on-one physical matchup, Christian Wilkins was dominant. And
we're talking a yard, 2 yards pushback every single time he hits him.
Yeah. The other things that stood out to me, Lynn J. Dixon.
Quick.
And he's got some breaks, a few tackles up in there.
Very, very quick. Sees a hole, hits the hole.
Yeah. I thought that the defensive line got the best of the offensive line.
I agree with that.
I thought the linebackers, the tight ends and backs and wide receivers at least a draw maybe better than the linebackers. And then the secondary probably did a better job. I thought the offense did decent in the once you got to the tight ends and backs compared to the
wide receivers. Mylon Richards did fine.
Yeah.
He did well.
Right.
Garrett did well. Braden Galloway struggled in that drill.
Right.
Isaiah Simmons had his way with him.
Their quickness, not their strength, but their quickness.
Every time, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was essentially the same move. He swung them every single time.
Right.
What else did we see in that? We saw Matt Brockhorst and Jake Venables mix it up.
Yeah, got a little scrappy scrap.
A little scrap there, and we saw old Brent jump in there and try to break it up, which was fun to watch.
Yeah. I think that Fisher was healthy.
Has a little burst. Mm-hmm. It's still there. It's still there. It's back is what it appears.
Didn't see a lot of ET and saw him early, didn't see him late.
I think he got asked to sit out.
Yeah.
After, because the first rep, you know, these guys go down and hit each other, and you start with such a physical aspect of practice. People get all fired up, immediately. And there was a little pushing and shoving and some jawing, and, you know, people were holding on to face masks and all that kind of stuff. And he was involved in that, and he was asked to just sit to the side for a bit.
Now, the most consistent part of it every single year, and I think one of the most interesting things to watch, is watching Mickey Conn stick his nose up in there after a big play.
Yes.
Or Venables or Robbie Caldwell or Dabo, and watching those guys get excited. And then watching the players and get a teammate, because it's a lot of testosterone flying around there, and it's loud, and they're getting into it, and they're just knocking the dog stew out of each other.
Yesterday we saw Xavier Thomas and Jackson Carmen go up against each other.
I thought Carmen was one of the top 10 performers yesterday.
No doubt about it. Jackson Carmen, with the weight that he has lost since he came in here, seems to be be doing him wonders. He's getting lower. He seems strong as an ox, and handled his guy each and every time.
One of the things that we heard on a knock on him was that a couple of people thought, you know what, he might be a little soft.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't look soft yesterday.
You know what? He got thrown around in the spring, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
And he in those kind of drills, he got thrown around, and it was big because people like saw a video of it, and they got all worried, and that was not the case yesterday.
No.
He did very, very well yesterday.
Very well yesterday. And now, that doesn't mean he knows who to block. That didn't mean his footwork is good. That didn't mean technique, where his hand placement are, is where he gets his head, and knowing, you know, your slide protections and knowing who to double team and who to get off. Knows nothing about any of that.
Mm-hmm.
What that was yesterday was the pure, unadulterated, we're going to find out who can push each other around, and just, we're going to see who's strong and who wants to man up in there. That's all that was.
That's exactly what it was.
But you need a little of that, and I'm glad to see that out of him.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal. I thought the interior offensive line didn't. I thought they got pushed around by the defensive line. But when Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins and Jordan Williams and Nas Pinkney, those guys pushing around.
Albert Huggins looked good yesterday.
He did
as well.
He looked very good. Looked quick.
Yes.
Great first step.
After the Padre, we went out. They went outside, and we walked to the outside balcony and watched a little punting for a couple minutes there.
I was not impressed.
Me neither.
Yeah, I was not impressed.
Which is disappointing.
Yeah, I spent half time watching the quarterback start to try to throw balls in a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
They're throwing little fade routes over there.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot going on. And then we got kicked out. That was it. We saw Paul Jones punting.
And
stretching
we were
Paul Jones punting.
Asked to leave.
Yeah, and that's fine. If I stay a little longer, that's fine. At least we got to go. We got to go one other time.
Yes, we're going on the 21st.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be out of town that day. I don't think I'm going to be out of town now because I might change my plan.
The 21st at 2:30.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So I hope that covered everything that we saw. Well, in full disclosure, we didn't see a ton. We saw Paul Drill, basically. So we saw Kayvon Wallace back there returning punts. Hadn't seen that yet.
We saw Kayvon Wallace returning punts, Hunter Renfrow. We saw Will
Amari
Sweeney
Rogers.
Taking that. We saw Amari Rodgers.
And I think Amari Rodgers is going to have a monster year this year.
I think Darion Kendrick's going to be your guy returning punts this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if you can trust him yet. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We will see. Austin from Landrin asks, Lynn J. Dixon, chances he jumps Adam Choice on the depth chart? Not immediately, but I'll tell you this.
Adam Choice is the number two guy on the depth chart right now.
Yes. He's got to jump Feaster to get the choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you this, Adam from Landrin. Landrin's a beautiful part of the country. You ever been over there?
I have not.
Where's your wife's, where are your in-laws?
Where are my future in-laws?
Yeah.
They are in Innery.
Or down. I thought they were up. Anyway.
They're up.
They're over. Spartanburg? Yeah, they're over.
Mm-hmm.
But they're down. This is over and up. Anyway. the running back situation at Clemson, you better just go ahead and give Tony Elliott a heck of a lot of credit for evaluation. ETN was a 3 or 4 star.
Sure.
And he gave Burton Burns a lot of credit for that because Burton turned him on to ETN.
Mm-hmm.
On Lynn J. Dixon, he wasn't all that highly recruited. I mean, Tennessee, he was committed to Tennessee. But Clemson stayed on him, and he was basically a 3 star. I got to tell you, man, if there's 20 better backs in the country than him, I want to see those guys. He's not a 5 star now. He didn't have that top end that ETN has. But as far as exploding through the hole, and he's bigger than I thought, and he's pretty athletic, and he's got good acceleration.
He doesn't have the top end that ETN or Feaster have.
Right.
But he absolutely has the explosiveness at the line that we all fell in love with Travis last year.
We've got to take a break, but I watched Justin Ross a little yesterday, too.
Goodness gracious.
He's a good-looking kid.
Goodness gracious.
He's a good. Braden Galloway's a good-looking kid.
Those corner routes into the end zone there?
Yeah.
They're doing that drill at the far end?
Yeah.
My goodness.
With Xavier Dye over there with the big long things hitting, you know,
mm-hmm.
hitting. Yeah, those guys are good-looking. Which leads me to my final comment of the segment. And for Buddy Todd Ellis, touchdown Carolina! Clemson cycling out! If Clemson cycling out,
because
yesterday I saw Trevor Lawrence, a freshman, I saw Lynn J. Dixon, a freshman. I saw Braden Galloway, a freshman. I saw Jackson Carmen, a freshman. I saw Justin Ross, a freshman. I saw Darion Kendrick, a freshman. I saw Xavier Thomas, a freshman. I saw KJ Henry, a freshman. If that's cycling out, then sign me up for more cycling out. Just cycle me on right out the door. Because the best class of all those guys that are out there now,
yep,
of the four or five classes that are out there, the most talented class are the guys, the freshman class. Now, I'm not saying the best football players yet, but I'm saying when you look at up top end, you agree with this?
Yes.
So, Todd Ellis, if that's cycling out, then I want to continue cycling out. Cycle me out more.
Has any fan base hung on to one comment more than Clemson's fan base than this cycling out thing?
Never again.
I mean, my goodness.
Never again.
Yeah.
More so than cycling out.
Ugh.
But here's the thing. Has there? I'm gonna turn it on you. Has there ever been a more ridiculous statement?
No, he never answered my email too. I was really upset about
that. I got his phone number. You can text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, we'll call him right now.
No, you're not gonna do that. He's sleeping.
What do you mean he's sleeping?
He's sleeping. 6:43 in the morning.
You're wasting daylight here, people.
It's not daylight yet.
Up and at him.
Is it daylight?
I mean, she's coming. She's speaking over.
Ish. Hey, my friends at Roto-Rooter, they don't care if it's 6:43. Todd Ellis is still asleep. They don't care. Hey, at 3 o'clock on Friday, with Man U starting to win their next EPL title, they don't care. 24/7, no matter what's going on in your world. Hey, it's not like your plumbing ever says, hey, I tell you what, I'm going to wait till a Tuesday when nothing's going on. I want to do this. No, it's going to happen at a bad time for you. This is simple, folks. 24/7, get the best on your side. Get the professionals at Roto-Rooter. Serving the upstate Western North Carolina, proudly owned and operated by proud Clemson alumni. In the middle of the night, in the cold of night, in the heat of the summer, you name it, they've got it. 288-7686, rotorooter.com. 288-7686, rotorooter.com. Remember, Roto-Rooter, that's the name, Wago Troubles. Down the drain. Short break, we'll come back for more after this.
Hey students, still looking for the perfect place to call home this fall? The University Cottages at Ingalls Crossing offer students moderate and simple living just 2.5 miles from Clemson University. Each cottage is perfectly designed for two, with two bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and includes Wi-Fi and washer and dryer. This outstanding community also offers top-notch amenities for residents like a resort-style pool, community clubhouse, and even a dog park. Call Tiger Properties today at 654-RENT for more information on this exceptional student living community. That's 864-654-RENT.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Relax. We're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list.
high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today, Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit getnorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for full details.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint, build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
For over 30 years, One Family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've all seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. This is easy. This is great. This is what men, this is how all shopping should be for men. There's a green tab on the front. You just click on it and lets you purchase your gift card for your special loved one, for your wife or for your girlfriend, but not for both, but for your wife or for your girlfriend or your fiance in Zach Orr's case. And then they go get rejuvenated, mind, body, spirit. I've never done the hot stone massage. That'd be pretty cool.
I've never done one either.
But that'd be awesome.
But I feel like you should get out there and try to experience at least a little couples massage, my man.
No doubt. Need to.
You ought to.
Need to take care of that.
If Meredith really cared about you, she set it up immediately.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
It's clear that I care more about her than she cares about me because I'm our Urban Nirvana. She does.
It's becoming pretty evident.
Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Locations in Charleston, Columbia, Lexington, two in Greenville. Take care. You're going to love it. I have a bunch of text to get to. Phone line 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Northern Communication phone line. Our healthcare text line, our Twitter feed at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr24. And our healthcare text line 986-1566. Jay and Taylor says, oh, my Lord, Mickey, please do Todd Ellis impersonations again. I'm going to put a little Zach Orr on you right here. I'll make you wait for a little bit.
You have to. You can't give the people what they want every time. Mm.
Liberty Chad said, Todd Ellis impersonations right on point. Made me laugh out loud for real. That's what we do here. A little entertaining in there to for you, too.
A little comedy hour this morning.
Yeah. Texture says, Todd's worn out from his Ponzi scheme he did yesterday.
Jeez.
You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Hey, here's a serious question. How did Mitch Hyatt do?
Mitch Hyatt did okay.
Okay. I agree.
He won some. He lost some.
Right. Do you think it's an offensive or defensive advantage in that situation? You got four offensive players. You got three defensive players. But it's a small, confined area.
That's very true.
You know, there's different ways to do it. It's all the old Oklahoma drill. You could do one blocker, one defensive guy, one running back. You could do two, two, and one. You could do three, three, and one. We in the old days, you do two blockers. We used to do two blockers, two offensive guys, a linebacker and a running back. So you had 3-on-3. There's all kinds of ways to do it. Well, the way Clemson does it, it's such a small confined space in there. I think it kind of sets up for the defense a little bit.
Well, it played for the defense yesterday because I thought the defense overall got the upper hand over the offense.
But you know why more than anything else they got the upper hand over the offense?
Why is that?
Wilkins, Lawrence, Farrell, Bryant. Joseph, Lamar. Trey Lamar's a huge kid. I mean, you got those guys going for you. Xavier Thomas, KJ Henry. KJ Henry looks much bigger, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
It's like his arms look big now.
I thought between the two of them, Henry and Thomas, though, Thomas had the much better performance in that draft.
Yesterday. But that plays in, that's Thomas in a phone booth. Thomas is better.
Sure.
In space, Henry's going to be better. Coming off the edge, fast twitch, he's going
to
be better.
I think Thomas has been reported to be faster off the edge.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about, like, you know, stand him up, play him out. I think that Thomas has more explosion. I think that Henry's a little better, more athletic.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Like, Henry's longer, 6'5". He's a couple inches taller.
Sure.
But I'll tell you this. The defensive ends at Clemson, cycling out. The 2 5-stars cycling out. The 5-star quarterback, the 2 5-star wide receivers, the 5-star offensive lineman, Jackson Crumman, cycling out. I don't do that very good. According to Todd Ellis, Clemson is scared of Will Muschamp. Clemson's team cycling out. South Carolina's team cycling in. They're scared of Will Muschamp and the progress Will Muschamp had. Fake news?
That whole thing means nothing to me.
Really?
It means nothing to me.
I think it's funny. You don't think it's funny?
It was funny. It's a guy who works for, you know, South Carolina. He played there. He doesn't mean anything to me. It's not something I'm worrying about.
I get this. Let me set up this way.
Mm-hmm.
When you're speaking to booster clubs, or you're speaking to your people, like LeBron James, not one, not two, not three. They're trying to sell tickets.
Absolutely.
You're trying to get people excited. In this case, he said it in a radio broadcast, in a pregame, by the way. It was on a Friday. And it was not, it was the day before the game. I just think he loses credibility.
It was on a call-in show? Where did he make it?
It was on a call-in show.
Whose show?
Well, 107.5, the game. In Columbia.
He's still selling tickets down there.
They are. That's true. They are. He's speaking to his constituents. Mm-hmm. I get it. And he's trying to get people fired up about the game. And like, it's the day before the game. You know what? Let's get people fired up about it. Let's get a really, really, really loud crowd in there. And I'm going to say something right here. It's going to make you. Do you think he really believed that? Because in my mind, I think he kind of believes that. Like, he talks to his staff and, hey, man, look at who we're recruiting. And, you know, you believe some of that stuff. Right?
Of course, you have to. Otherwise, you're going to a job to do a job of calling a game for a football team that has no real shot. And that mindset is impossible to have. It'd be terrible to have that mindset.
It's almost like the corner man or the trainer for trying to see on this thing we're looking at right now. Michael Spinks when he's getting ready to fight Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your corner man, and Michael Spinks is people like, oh yeah, this is it, man. We're going to take down Mike Tyson. We're going to take down Mike Tyson. You know, 35 seconds later, it's over. Minute 31, it's like 90 seconds, it's over. But like, going into it, you're going to believe, like, if you're Spinks, hey man, I'm going to knock this guy out. You see this? I'm going to counter. He's going to throw this. I'm going to come with my left hand. I'm going to hit the left hook. He's vulnerable in his midsection. Oh, we got this, you know? And then it happens. You're like, oh. But I personally, man, like, I really truly believe that Todd Ellis believes that. Like, Clemson is cycling out. They're number 2 in the country right now. Yesterday, Rick Neuheisel made the statement that he didn't think there's ever been a wider margin between the first 2 teams in the country and the rest of the country in college football than what you see this year with Alabama and Clemson compared to the rest of the country. So, Tony Tucker and Tyrell Briggs and Frank Bruno and Carl Williams, all you guys had a little plan that, oh, yeah, we think we're going to beat Mike Tyson because, you know, we think, you know, our get off time's faster. We think we can exploit the body a little bit. He's going to drop his hands, that we're in better shape. Yeah. I really believe Ty Dallas believes that. You don't think he believes that?
You think he still believes that they're cycling up? There's no chance. There's no chance he still believes that.
He thinks we're still in the days of Steve Spurrier. Right?
Well, we're not.
No.
You're technically two coaches past that.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know, man. I don't know what he believes. Get him on the horn.
I hope they're great this year.
You do?
I hope they're great. I would love a highly ranked matchup.
You do not believe that.
Would love a highly ranked matchup at the end of the season.
You don't believe that. Mm. You don't want them to be good.
Well, I would love that.
No, you would not.
Yeah, well, great for the state.
You'd rather them. You don't care anything about the state of South Carolina.
Great for the state.
No, you don't care anything about the state.
I'm all about the brand. Good for the brand.
You got like little palmetto trees. Yeah. Like
I got a South Carolina license in here. I pay taxes in this state.
Yeah.
We've tried to get him on the show, friend. I've reached out.
Can't get him.
He said, nah.
Can't get him. All right. My friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to do it. You know, if you're a Gamecock fan, listen, they'll do the Gamecock logo for you, Clemson logo for you, little Yankees logo for you. They'll do all that. I have a good friend that the weekend after the A&M game, he's getting his, and this guy's got a big garage now. This guy's done well for himself. So they're getting that over there. He called Tim Worley. They came by. They gave him an estimate. Man, Carolina Flooring Specialist is absolutely killing it right now. And the reason they're killing it is this product is amazing and their people is amazing. Daniel Emmanuel Parham, on every single job, the owners go there. Like, there's only one bad part. Like, it takes you a couple of weeks to get them in there now because they're not going to send anybody else with them out on these job sites. You know, the boss is there, they take care of it. 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Make your garage look better. Hour number two right after this.